So the learning today should be a schus li nishmas adirist chaver chaim was mentioned scenario as well as a schus for neil neshama for Yaakov Yosef ben Chaim ben Nachum ben Tzion. It should also be a schus for fur shleim of Chaim Zoid ben Rachel chan alei b'shein Rachel and abadati ben Perl and a schus for all those in Eretz Yisrael. And this should be the last fast that we fast. We should be zoicha to Mashiach the Karev. So today we begin our Azus, and as I told you when we started the sefer, he goes through each midah and he shows you one the midah on one side and then the midah that opposes it. So, for example, we started with gaiva and then we did anava. So now that we did busha, the opposite of busha is the midah of azus. Azus is having brazenness. So he says like this. He says, "So azus he midah grua. Azus is a bad midah, but in most of its manifestations, most of the times it comes into play. There are times where you should have azus, and we'll talk about it, but most of the time it's a negative characteristic. It's the opposite of busha. Why? Someone who's who has embarrassment, mavir he's able to disoivel more. He's able to go above and beyond a little more. And he has rachmanus, and he forgives. He finds it easier to forgive. Doesn't hold it against other people. Avol mishu as panim, but someone who is brazen, lo yisbayish mipneyesh. So he's not embarrassed in front of anyone. Ach oymei ba'azus and kol adam. He brazenly opposes people. Ve'oisa kol ma'isara, and he does whatever he wants, even if it's wrong. Lo yisbayish, without being embarrassed. Ach mischazik berasa and miskasha ba'aveira, to the point where he even strengthens himself in his aveira, and he sort of doubles down on it. So the problem with Azos is that it's very hard for you to change because the actions that you do, you're not embarrassed in front of other people. So you don't have the natural tendency that people do of, okay, I'm embarrassed of my actions, and because I'm embarrassed, that'll motivate me to maybe do differently. No, you oppose other people and you go against the grain. And so the problem is there are times where that's good, where you're doing the right thing even though other people don't see it and don't appreciate it. But when you're doing the wrong thing, it's a double negative because A, you're doing the wrong thing, and B, there's no one there to help you change because you don't care what other people think. So you're not going to have that natural inclination to try to improve. And instead of when someone tells you that you're doing something wrong, your azus will prevent you from accepting it, and instead you will double down on your other Zenemar. Regarding this, Yirmiyahu says, "Chizku p'nei you should. They made their faces. Klai Yisrael made their faces like a rug. The that the children are brazen and they have a hard heart. So, referring to at the times of the Churban that they refused to do tshuva. So the chol ha'mailos ha'tayves ha'ne'amaros al habusha. All of the positive aspects that we talked about regarding busha in hapach ba'azus, it's the opposite with azus. So when someone persists in this midah, he becomes an abomination. He becomes an embarrassment in front of other people, even if he's very wise. So people will look down on someone who's an obstinate person, someone who refuses, let's say, to admit that he's wrong. People lose respect for such a person. And there's a lot of other bad ramifications that come as a result of being an as panim. Jehu may is panim in bnei adam. So he who acts this way is going to I'm sorry. Jehu may is panim in bnei adam lo yimalem in a machloikas v'sin abikina. So someone who acts with azus, he's not going to be able to avoid a machloikas. He's not going to be able to avoid hatred. He's not going to be able to avoid jealousy. Someone who's an azus panim, he is basically contradicting his lineage, because we said that the yichus of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov is baishanim, and you're not a baishan. You're an az panim. So you're sort of contradicting your yichus. You're almost saying that you're not from bnei Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And he's not going to be able to show honor to greater people and be gracious to older people. He's not going to care. He's not going to recognize any reason to show them any sort of honor. Lav or aleihem. Hakol if he roiva azus sheba. It all depends on the level of azus that he has. V'alav nemar az panim legehem. And that's why the pasuk says, the Mishnah says in Avos that az panim goes to Gehenna. Why? Because he's going to be guilty of doing many bad things. He's not going to have respect for others. He's going to hate others. He's going to get into fights with others. So he's going to end up doing a lot of averus. But as I said, the worst part of it all is that he doesn't really have hope to improve because his azus, his brazenness, is going to tell him, I don't care what those people think. I don't care. I know what I'm doing, and I'm doing what I want, and that's the end of the story. So it's going to be very hard for him to do tshuva. So you end up accumulating a number of averus without having a reasonable chance of doing tshuva. So it sort of puts you in a very tough position, and that's why many people who are azei panim end up going to Gehenna for this reason, because they're not able to do tshuva. They're not able to bring themselves to admit that they did something wrong.